Madam Mayor.
Firstly, let me thank the residents that have turned out tonight to support our hospitals. Our hospitals have only ever been in place, as is our NHS, for as long as people have been ready to stand up and fight for it. And these people are here tonight to do precisely that. So thank you to all who turned up. Now, I would say this. A few months ago, all of us in this chamber represented those residents in that fight. All of us. And we stood proudly together in our negotiations to defend the hospitals. And that's exactly what the residents wanted. And I understand that you on the Conservative benches have come under tremendous pressure from your colleagues in government to put together a deal. We on these benches know what that's like. We have put, we have opposed the Heathrow third runway, we've opposed the Western extension, both Labour initiatives from Labour government and Labour mayor respectively, and it does get hot. But we didn't buckle. And what you appear to have done is to have done precisely that. Now, when we agreed to enter into this cross-party relationship with you, that meant working together. And I know the nature of this administration. I've had plenty of time to study it. And it is administration that is not backward at coming forward when it's trying to sell what it thinks it's done well. As the doctor in my GP surgery said to me last week, rather wryly, they've saved the hospitals, haven't they? And she said that before she pointed out that what you have done in this deal is put people, particularly with any type of heart disease, heart attack, cardiac arrest, in particular risk. Now, let me put this to you. If this deal really has saved the hospitals, if it really has, isn't it a bit odd that when we had the backing of the residents, the backing of the opposition, you sneak off and have private meetings with government health chiefs and talk about what might be the deal to get you out of this stickiness? That's what you did. And isn't it a bit odd that in terms of the negotiations, and we've all talked often about negotiation, you didn't think it might be a good idea to engage us in the negotiations in some way. That we could have played a blinder if we'd worked together. We would be more than happy to be your bad cop to your good cop in any negotiation. But not a word to the opposition, and not a word to Carlo Nero, and not a word to the Save Our Hospitals campaign. That is the sneaky, slippery, underhand, secretive, shifty behaviour of people doing things that they know are not the right things to do. When you do things that are the right things to do, you do it collectively and you work with your partners. You don't nip off and put together a deal and then announce it privately the day after you phone the secretary of the Save Our Hospitals campaign. So if we look at that deal, then what you have done is negotiate that only 13% of the current Charing Cross Hospital will be used for NHS care. Even the silver-tongued salesperson who has fronted this proposals from the beginning from NHS North West London, even he had the grace at the select committee to say, when I say hospital, he raised his fingers in that peculiar way and said, I mean a new type of hospital, i.e. not a hospital at all. It is an urgent care centre, it is a community care centre and a clinic. So the reason that you haven't brought these people with you is because they believe you've undersold them. And what we're asking you to do is to have an independent health expert assess this, just like you did before, and properly tell the public the truth. You haven't done that so far. We're giving you the opportunity to do the right thing. Back our calls for independent, objective assessment, and don't let these people down. Thank you very much.